In late August, Japan began discharging about 7,800 tons of treated nuclear waste water into the Pacific Ocean over about 17 days. That was phase one. Phase two, the same deal again, about 7,800 tons of wastewater over a 17-day period. And throughout this whole time, TEPCO, the company running the discharge, and the Japanese government have been monitoring the sea around the Fukushima discharge site, as well as the marine life, for levels of tritium. That's a radionuclide that cannot be stripped from the treated wastewater. And they have found that tritium levels are far lower than what was originally expected. However, questions still remain about what other isotopes may still be in this water and have not been disclosed.